your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 26. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 9 above. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 37. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 19.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has released his plans for the 2023 legislative session, saying that his number one priority this year is addressing the fentanyl issue in the state.
And this problem is only likely to worsen. It's not as if the fentanyl crisis is just a temporary thing that is fading now. It looks like it's going to continue to get worse.
That audio from WIBW. Kobach's nomination for the director of the KBI, Tony Mativi, also said it's a crisis where he's looking forward to working with the legislature this year.
The attorney general is absolutely correct when he said this problem is going to get worse before it gets better. And we plan to ask the legislature for tools to help us address that problem.
The Attorney General's office says they have put together a task force to address the issue that would work with both federal, state, and local law enforcement.
We are creating an organized retail crime task force, which will include local law enforcement, our agency, as well as retail.
Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The Miami County Sheriff's Office, along with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, is investigating after a hunter was shot in an injury in Hillsdale State Park. KSN News reports the event happened near 239th Street and Lookout Road on Saturday afternoon when deputies believed that the hunter was injured in a shooting accident. According to law enforcement and the preliminary investigation, they say that the public was not in any danger and the individual that was shot is in the hospital in stable condition and currently is recovering. The investigation is still ongoing on the incident and anyone with information can call TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. In other news, firefighters in the state found a man in Topeka on fire inside of a restroom at a Walmart store over the weekend. KSN News reports that according to the Topeka City spokesperson, they say firefighters found the man inside the bathroom of the Walmart neighborhood market on Saturday evening. The man was taken to a Topeka hospital with serious injuries, but has not been immediately identified to the public, and the investigation is still ongoing on the cause of the fire. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the idea of constitutional carry has officially been presented to the state legislature in the state of Nebraska as last week wrapped up with Legislative Bill 77 being presented that would allow individuals to constitutionally carry a firearm without needing a permit. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the bill was presented by State Senator Tom Brewer, who said, quote, all of us have the right to bear arms for our safety and for the lawful common sense hunting and recreational use. According to many supporters of the bill, they said that they should not have to pay any fees or ask the state's permission to exercise the Second Amendment right from the U.S. Constitution, as they argue that gun control laws only control people who obey the law in the first place, but does nothing to stop shootings or crime. If the bill does pass, it still allows a restriction on firearms and concealed carry in places like schools and hospitals. The bill does need 33 votes to overcome the filibuster, and some legislators say it may be a challenge to pass, as similar legislation was 2 votes short just last year.
say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker, and same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners will not meet this week due to just one commissioner available, with John Unger out of town and Fritz Blansky recovering from a broken leg. Last week, they met with the construction manager, county health nurse, and a representative from Kansas Main Street to discuss plans for the new health department building in Marysville. Kansas Main Street is offering services at no charge for design considerations. Purchase of a new motor grader for $388,000, less $109,000 buyback of an existing unit, was approved. Washington County Commissioners last week continued discussion of a countywide ambulance service and had met with members of a Lynn ambulance service recently. They made no decisions but indicated that both a mill levy and sales tax may be required to provide adequate ongoing funding. A tax sale is planned February 14th at 1 in the courtroom. Representatives with the Washington County Hospital Board and a Department of Commerce official spoke of a community block grant and inquired as to contributing land to the former homestead to the hospital foundation to be used for development of a child care and adult care center. The prospect of a $750,000 grant with 25% match may allow the land contribution to qualify toward the match. The hospital had acquired the former homestead facility, and the county owns the hospital, thus in effect owning the property. Such a facility could accommodate 59 children. A separate entity would control day-to-day operations. After discussion, commissioners made no decision. Mary Tate was appointed to the Pawnee Mental Health Board, and notice was given to nominate Brennan Zabakrutsky as a Little Blue Treasurer. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last week finalized the rental contract and new rates for use of the community building. The Senior Services Director advised she's exploring having senior meals contracted through local food service providers, as costs are higher than other area programs. Anthony Dieters was approved home township clerk at the recommendation of other board members. A delegation of residents met with the Gage County Board of Supervisors last week with concerns about a three-mile stretch of 162nd Road by Virginia. Comments included that they would like to see a bond initiated, find funding for a road project. They indicated the road has issues when it's wet. There are accidents due to dust. Suggestions included a tax-free bond with low interest or using inheritance funds to make the payments. They fear the issues are keeping people from the area, driving population down. They're suggesting the board go drive the road and look at results of traffic studies. The group had met previously with the Road and Bridge Committee, who indicated the issues are on their radar and they will seek grants and look at potential fixes. They had noted population numbers don't warrant paving, as other roads have concerns as well. An accident count for the last decade showed 13 accidents, 8 were deer-related, 3 on the gravel. Supervisors discussed hiring an engineer to present ideas relating to the east ramp entrance to Gage County Courthouse, including problems with the sump pump and wind causing problems with the doors, among others. The building is on the historic registry. A motion was approved to request proposals for conceptual options for updates to the east entrance. Planning and Zoning Commission discussed solar regulations at their last meeting and will meet again February 15th, continuing the review. Kansas Bureau of Investigation, Wamego Police, and the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office investigating a man's death after he was found Sunday afternoon at a residence in Wamego. The preliminary investigation indicates Sunday around 1 p.m., a man called 911 after finding his friend dead inside a residence at 1001 Ash Street, Lot 29 in Wamego. When arriving, authorities located the man on the floor of the bathroom. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. As the case unfolded, Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office and KBI were asked to investigate. They responded to the scene. The man has not yet been positively identified. An autopsy is scheduled Tuesday. Death investigations may be determined to be the result of homicide, suicide, natural cause, or an accident. No threat to the public is believed to exist related to the incident, and the investigation is ongoing.
The City of Marysville Water Department will begin work on a broken meter pit at 411 South 14th Street starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The affected areas will consist of approximately 60 households, which will be mostly in the southeast corner of Marysville. Water to the affected areas will be shut off for around 2 hours, so residents are urged to make arrangements to save water for drinking purposes if needed.
Ralph Miller, age 89, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. In charge of arrangements for Ralph Miller. Larry M. Heenick, age 71, of Rural Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary. In charge of arrangements for Larry Heenick.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Still staying sunny but cooler today with our highs in the lower to mid-20s. Still chilly overnight tonight, clear skies with our lows in the single digits. Warming up slightly on Wednesday, more sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. And partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Still staying sunny as we head into Thursday with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. And staying slightly cooler over Thursday night, clear skies with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Still staying sunny and clear by Friday with our highs in the mid-30s and upper 40s. And staying extremely mild throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and mid-30s. These warmer temperatures will continue as we head into the weekend. Conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Sunny on Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late January 41, record high on this date 72. The average low 19, the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:35, sunset this evening at 5:46.
Now that January is at an end, we can start pursuing seed catalogs a bit more seriously. A little advice today for downsizing gardeners from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 31st, the 31st day of the year. Baseball legend Jackie Robinson was born on this day, and trademark Coca-Cola was registered in 1893. It won't be long before sketching out a garden plan is more than just cabin fever therapy. We've been researching all the varieties of baby vegetables we're anxious to try. The Microtom tomato yields an almost endless supply of marble-sized fruit, and the plant is small enough to grow in a windowsill. Fingerling salad potatoes are delicious boiled or fried, and they're only an inch in diameter. Almost any vegetable, from sweet corn to watermelon, comes in a pint-sized variety. They're fun to grow and serve, and best of all, they come with full-size flavor. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Cook & Company proudly supports Nemaha Central High School students for their academic achievements. Good job, scholars. Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar & Grill is proud of the students of Nemaha Central, Centralia, and Axtell High Schools for their hard work in class. From Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar & Grill in Seneca, ranked in the top three Kansas public golf courses for the last 3 years. Hummus Trucking Incorporated is proud of Nemaha Central High School students who strive to be the best in math, science, computer technology, and other areas. These students deserve a round of applause. Good luck at the events this week. Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball back in action this evening as it's again the interstate rivalry with the Sunflower Showdown of the number 5 Kansas State Wildcats on the road this time, taking on the number 9 at Kansas Jayhawks. Both teams are coming off victories over the weekend on Saturday and redeeming themselves from the prior week as the Jayhawks were going into a 3-game losing streak of finally topping the Kentucky Wildcats on Saturday, 77-68, as they secured in that number 9 slot for the national AP poll and sitting number 4 in the Big 12 Conference. The Wildcats also had a victory on Saturday over the Florida Gators at 64-50 and still sitting number 1 in the Big 12. After this game, the Kansas State Wildcats remain at home to take on the number 10 Texas Longhorns on Saturday. That tip-off at 3 p.m. The Jayhawks head on the road to take on the number 12 Iowa State Cyclones on Saturday with tip-off at 11. The Wichita State Shockers have their next tip on Thursday evening with tip-off at 8 p.m. against the number 3 Houston Cougars. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
After getting their redemption from the Cincinnati Bengals and going into Super Bowl 57 against the Philadelphia Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs have beat the odds and proved themselves yet again with a superstar quarterback, and many of the sports pundits say it could be a record-winning year for the Chiefs.
After a shocking defeat to the Bengals in last year's AFC title game, the Chiefs get revenge and reach their third Super Bowl in the last four seasons. Mahomes beating Burrow on essentially one leg will add yet another iconic chapter to this quarterback's already legendary resume. Let's remember, some pundits had the Chiefs finishing dead last in the supposed loaded AFC West coming into the year. But instead of reminiscing, they retooled and reinvented themselves. Travis Kelce put together one of the greatest seasons ever by a tight end. All because Andy Reid continued to show why he's a Hall of Fame head coach. Now both Reid and Mahomes are back in the Super Bowl, just 2 years after experiencing their most embarrassing defeat together. This Super Bowl in the desert offers redemption and an opportunity for the Chiefs to truly inch closer to dynasty status and being labeled as the team of the...
Wildcat fans, be sure to order your Wine Wednesday ticket package for only $25 when your K-State women's basketball team takes on Baylor Wednesday, February 15th. Packages include a K-State wine glass, a pregame event in the Shamrock Zone with wine and food, plus a ticket to the Baylor game. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get yours today. Go Cats!
Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville at Riley County, girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover at Valley Heights, Frankfort tips off at Blue Valley. Axtell entertaining Donovan West. Washington County is host to Lynn and Centralia home to Troy. Kansas, Kansas State this evening, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5. Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Following evening sports at around 5:20, we'll visit with area girls and boys high school basketball coaches. Monday, Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Centralia at Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Plus live broadcast of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League and area games on FM 95.5.
Extend your plant budget while adding a burst of long-lasting color to containers and gardens with marigolds. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These traditional favorites can be started directly in the garden from seed after the danger of frost has passed, or get a jump on the season by starting them indoors about 4 weeks before the average last spring frost. Marigolds come in a variety of heights and flower sizes. The flowers are great as cut flowers, and the petals can be eaten as long as they have not been treated with pesticides. Plant them in full sun and moist, well-drained soils for best results. Grow a big splash of color with the 2019 All-America Selections winner Big Duck Gold. This new marigold produces large, golden-yellow flowers on 15-inch plants. You'll enjoy a long season of color as these bold beauties flower throughout the summer and into fall. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Many governors, senators, and representatives may aspire to one day become president of the United States. However, this man believed the real power was leading the legislative branch of government. After all, there are not term limits to being a representative, but there are for being president. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside.
I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com. Sam Rayburn first served in the U.S. Congress in 1913. In 1940, he became Speaker of the House.
He holds the record for speakership. He served 17 years, 2 months, and 2 days. But it wasn't continuous.
Emma Trent says Rayburn believed the speaker's position might be better than the presidency.
One quote that I have read said that, you know, the president has power for 8 years, but there's no term limit on Speaker of the House, and they can be much more influential.
From 1940 to 1961, he was speaker, all but two 2-year terms when Republicans held the majority. Rayburn built a congressional office and library in Bonham, Texas in 1957.
When the House of Representatives learned he was going to have an office here, they gifted him all of his office furniture, so it really would feel like it was supposed to.
Emma says that Rayburn was a Democrat, but understood the speaker's role required him to listen to both sides.
When he was Speaker of the House, he understood that he needed to do what was best for the nation.
When Rayburn died in the fall of 1961, his funeral in Bonham was the first televised state funeral in U.S. history. Rayburn's Library Museum in his hometown shared the story of a man who served as Speaker for over 17 years and authored many pieces of legislation that still govern the nation today. Traveling the countryside in Bonham, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a farmland auction. Two properties in Elm Township, Marshall County, selling at auction Friday, February 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion. The first, for the Elizabeth Schulte Wassenberg Trust, is 143 acres, more or less, 129 acres, more or less, cropland, with just over an acre CRP. The rest is native grass. This property is located at the intersection of West River Road and Linden Road. The second, for the Herbin Trusts, is 158 acres, more or less, 156 acres farmland, 143 acres cropland. The balance is in tame grass. This is located at the intersection of 11th and Osage Roads in Marshall County. This land auction for Elm Township Farmlands, Friday, February 3rd, begins at 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion. For inspection or details, contact Prell Realty and Auction, Don, Steve, or Valerie Prell. Prell Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, the American Farm Bureau can help. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They have a one-stop program for mental health support as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Is everything okay with you? Things we can't control, such as economic uncertainty, vulnerability to weather events, the pandemic, and limited access to health care, add stress to an already demanding job on the farm. Farmers and ranchers should not have to struggle with the added mental stress all on their own.
The American Farm Bureau has an online program called Farm State of Mind that is specifically geared towards farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Terry Moore is the organization's vice president of communications. She says any farmer anywhere can jump on their website to find resources and help if they need some support.
We have a directory on our website for all across the country, resources for counseling. Our big effort now is just to let everybody know that it's okay not to be okay. The stigma associated with mental health support and counseling is so unfortunate because, especially in the pandemic, we have recognized that it has been a very, very difficult time for a lot of people.
The directory features listings for county and statewide mental health crisis hotlines, support lines, counseling services, and other resources in every state. She says they also provide training for people who interact with farmers and how to recognize that somebody might need help.
We have a whole training program for people just to be able to identify and offer some support, a referral really, not to be a counselor, but to recognize the signs of when someone may need that support. So we have that training program, which is free and available.
Learn more about Farm State of Mind and how to find help for yourself or a loved one at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Study published by the University of Minnesota found that in the presence of money, even monopoly money, people become more selfish.
Hi, I'm Callie Breese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
I was fascinated by the results of this study. In it,
They asked several people to work on a project together. When money was placed in the room, people were less helpful to each other. They wanted to achieve goals on their own, and they were more antisocial. It's true, money and material things make it easier to live independently. But then we feel like we don't really need others all that much. God wants us to live in community. As Paul says to the Galatians, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. When we live in community, we can help each other in times of need and share our time, talents, and treasures with others. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
The carbon market platform Truterra offers a new set of sustainable resources to farmers. Next on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high accuracy planting systems to right spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Truterra, a Land O'Lakes company, has announced new sustainability resources for growers in the carbon marketplace. Truterra President Tom Ryan.
The grower carries a large amount of the risk associated with making practice changes from a yield perspective. And if we can help them make a solid plan that they're comfortable with that allows it to be palatable for them, then it's not going to work. And so we're really farmer-centric.
Ryan says the Truterra system offers farmers multiple benefits.
Not every grower is created the same. Not everybody is at the same spot on their sustainability journey, and we recognize that. And so we drive to make opportunities across a wide range of capability and desire at the grower level to give people choice and let them play in the game.
Ryan acknowledges that farmers hesitated to enroll in carbon markets, thinking changes they make could hurt yield and profitability.
I think when they actually go through the process, they go through this planning, they see the benefits real time on their farm, and then they're rewarded for that appropriately, I think it moves from myth to reality.
Learn more at TruterraAg.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, state and regional cattle groups, along with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, are suing the Biden administration over the lesser prairie chicken endangered species listing proposal. NCBA Associate Director for Governmental Affairs, Singra Johannes, says the proposal will create complications for the beef industry.
First and foremost, the numbers of lesser prairie chickens that are out there thriving on rangeland at every different life stage that they go through are thriving in pasture, in the same sort of rangelands and, you know, varying diverse grasslands that are cultivated by cattle producers. They don't live in cropland, you know, they don't live in those very uniform grasslands. They gravitate to the areas where cattle producers are actively working to, you know, to cultivate a profile of vegetation that's beneficial not just to livestock, but to the lesser prairie chicken and a great many other wildlife species.
NCBA is also concerned, Johannes said, with the way the listing was written.
We think this line between the northern distinct population segment and the southern distinct population segment is pretty arbitrary. There's not a whole lot of genomic or geospatial evidence to support the division of those two groups of birds. And second of all, the 4D rule that's been written for that northern DPS is hugely overreaching and really poses a lot of concerns for us about the power that Fish and Wildlife is giving away to third parties to oversee the way that private landowners graze on their ranches in those states.
Johannes said 4D rules generally allow for industries like ag to continue their normal activities with the reason where there might be a habitat for illicit species, and this 4D rule does the opposite.
It does not really help cattle producers comply with the listing, and it puts an unnecessary level of restriction on their day-to-day operations.
And let's look at your ag news.
Say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And you've created a better way to buy. More of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, the American Farm Bureau can help with an online program for mental health support on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Okay with you? Economic uncertainty, vulnerability to weather events, and limited access to health care add stress to an already demanding job on the farm. Farmers and ranchers should not have to struggle with the added mental stress all on their own. The American Farm Bureau has an online program called Farm State of Mind that is specifically geared toward farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Terry Moore is the organization's vice president of communications. She says any farmer anywhere can jump on their website to find resources and help if they need some support.
We have a directory on our website for all across the country, resources for counseling. Our big effort now is just to let everybody know that it's okay not to be okay. The stigma associated with mental health support and counseling is so unfortunate because, especially in the pandemic, we have recognized that it has been a very difficult time for a lot of people.
The directory features listings for crisis hotlines, support lines, counseling services, and other support resources in every state. She says they also provide training for people who interact with farmers and may be able to recognize that somebody might need help.
We have a whole training program for people just to be able to identify and offer some support, a referral really, not to be a counselor, but to recognize the signs of when someone may need that support. So we have that training program, which is free and available.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Farm State of Mind at agriculture.com.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the repositioning we've been talking about today beginning to happen a little bit. We had a weaker start this morning, but grains had recovered to a certain degree, but now grains are losing ground. March corn right now, 682, that's down 1.5. May corn, 679.75, that's down 1.5 as well. Kansas City wheat for March, up 8 at 881.75. Oats for March, 395.25, that's up 3.75. May oats at 389.25, that's up 2 currently. Soybeans for March looking like this, 1538.75, that's up 3.5. Soybeans for May, 1530.75, and that's up 1.25. Cotton for March, 86.36 is your current price, that's up $1.28. Cotton for May at 87.09, that's up $1.35. On this Tuesday, the final day of the month. That's why some repositioning taking place on the boards this afternoon. Live cattle for February, 158.90. That's up 15 cents. Live cattle for April, down 27.5 cents at 163.07. Feeder cattle for March, 185.90. That's up $1.97.5. Feeder cattle for April, 189.87. That's up $1.60. Taking a look at crude oil for March right now, 78.93 is your current price. That's up $1.03. Crude oil for April, 79.23. That's up $1.05. Gold for February, 19.30 and 30 cents. That's up $7.40. Gold for April, 19.46.10. That's up $6.90. Silver for March, 23.84.5, and that's up 11 cents. Silver for May, 24 and a nickel, and that's up 11 cents. Dow Jones up 145 right now, S&P up 30, NASDAQ right now up 113. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
It's seed sale season. Call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sale for SeaTac Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. The corn hybrids SeaTac offers are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yield. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag Sales carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. For your corn and soybean seeds, call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville.
Lesser Prairie Chickens take center stage with recent concerns. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Drew Ricketts, K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist, gives insight on the term take and what that means for lesser prairie chickens and producers.
Take, as defined under the Endangered Species Act, is to harm, harass, pursue, hunt, shoot, wound, kill, trap, capture, or collect, or attempt to engage in any such conduct. Really, the two most important words in that sentence that I just read for producers are going to be harm or harass. So harm is further defined by the Fish and Wildlife Service to include significant habitat modification or degradation that results in death or injury to the listed species by significantly impairing behavioral patterns such as breeding, feeding, or sheltering. Harass is defined by the Fish and Wildlife Service as actions that create the likelihood of injury to a listed species to such an extent as to significantly disrupt normal behavior patterns, which include but are not limited to breeding, feeding, or sheltering. Basically, the species is protected from take wherever it occurs.
Ricketts explains geographically where people should be on the lookout for these birds.
If we're referring specifically to Kansas, the Lesser Prairie Chicken Range occupies portions of basically the western third of the state. So if you own land or are conducting activities that could result in take in the western third of Kansas, then I think it's important to look at some of the maps and resources so that you know whether or not you're included in that area. It would not be take to break out prairie or break out an expired tract of CRP that is grass that is lesser prairie chicken habitat if it's outside of that occupied range of lesser prairie chickens. So if we're thinking about actions that might qualify as incidental take, those actions are going to be specific to a parcel.
Ricketts goes on to clarify the difference between herbicide regulations for cultivated and non-cultivated land.
So cultivated land would be covered under normal agricultural practices. We can still apply herbicides that we normally do, so that area would not be included under take. The challenge with pesticide application becomes if we're thinking about weed control in non-cultivated land. So the Fish and Wildlife Service does not want to exclude control of invasive species. What might be controlled, though, would be the use of a broad-spectrum herbicide that's applied across an entire pasture. That, if done in an area that's included in the Lesser Prairie Chicken Range on rangeland, could be considered take.
That's K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts with insights on the term take and what that means for lesser prairie chickens and producers. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
KNDY.
Tuesday night basketball. Marysville girls and boys at Riley County on AM 1570, FM 94.1. KUK State on FM 95.5.
One of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.